The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" Well, we suppose Jesus is Son of God. He knows everything. Even we don't ask, he knows what we need. But still he asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" Once also, Jesus did the same thing to Saint Sister Faustina. "Why don't you ask anything?" Faustina replied the same thing, "Lord, you know everything. I don't have to ask." But then Jesus says, "You ask is one thing. I know is another thing. I know everything. But why Jesus did that to us?" I suppose, if you don't ask, that means you don't need. Even all the graces come to you, except, as a matter of fact, all the graces really surrounding us. If you don't ask, all the grace will go away. Because you don't need, your door is closed. Unless you need, then you will appreciate what is given you. If not, all grace could be waste. Then this blind man said, "Lord, please let me see." So also today we ask, it's not that the physical sight, interior sight, God, let us see. Although, of course, we can't see God today. Only in heaven we can see face to face. At least today, with the heart, Jesus is expecting that we be with him. At the Last Supper, he gave, "This is my life. Share it." So we share his life. But one thing is he gave. How much we receive? With how much desire that you want him to be? Do you really live together with him? This is another question. Jesus expecting each one of us, one mind, one heart with him first of all. And one mind, one heart with all our neighbors. And that's the life of Blessed Trinity. Communion, togetherness, living one for another, dying for one another. This is true love. And that's, we can ask the grace that we can see this calling and we can always ask. Never hesitate to ask. Even physical things, you can ask. Whatever I ask, Jesus says, will be given.